each previous one. It's that some systems work towards some end, as a matter of fact, that they're directed in some sense. But this direction doesn't necessarily have to be functional. Although typically when we see some directedness in biology, it is functional. But when it's not functional, he calls the system, the end-directed system, teleomatic. Thermodynamic systems are teleomatic. Entropy always increases. That's a really simple case. It's fairly non-controversial. Another example of teleomaticity is that sunflowers face the sun. Why do they face the sun? Because they grow quickly, and the way they grow involves the sun inhibits, induces a protein which inhibits the growth on the side towards the sun, where the light is. And it grows faster on the other side, so the sunflower turns to face the sun as a result. But that has no functional role whatsoever, although people have often thought, well, if there's some directed direction like the sunflower faces the sun, it must have a function, so people search for this function. I assure you there is none known. So this is the case of a teleomatic property. A somewhat stronger notion is the notion of teleonomy. Teleonomy is an end which involves an end which is a system result according to some system function. Where I'm going to leave open the notion of